11:31 back. A little Hall and Oates for you there, as Rex and I are. Hall, I will make you John Oates, and I'll be Daryl Hall.
There we go.
Rex, I'm going to make you.
There we go.
Oates. We mentioned our man R.J. Hawk earlier, and the fact
voice of the Stevens Arena.
The voice of exactly the voice of Jack Stevens Arena, and a color analyst for the Arkansas Travelers. Sitting side by side with one of the real golden throats of the business, Phil Ellison, who's just smooth as a glass tabletop. And Rex has taken on the project of teaching RJ the English language.
We're making progress.
4 weeks from now, he will be in studio, 10 flashcards. He'll have to pronounce all 10 words correctly. These words taken from the Merriam-Webster's dictionary. Rex is going to have to, in effect, teach him the English language. If he gets all 10 right, he gets $100.
Mm-hmm.
So unlike when I said a monkey could do his job, a little more of a fighting chance for RJ in this case. Although, well, play one of our favorite RJ clips to show what Rex is up against.
Mm. And the stretch by Coons, the pitch is outside, and it's 3-0. Apparently, Garrett Richards has left the game early at Anaheim.
After 19 pitches because of a pulled labia muscle.
The beauty of that clip is total silence by Ellison.
Total silence by me. There's nothing I can say.
Pulled a what?
Yeah. I think that's the longest stretch of dead air Phil Ellison has ever had after that.
And we know that because he was in the floor.
Yeah.
Literally, he was in the floor. He had to go to a knee after RJ, of course, becoming somewhat confused over the male anatomy versus...
Well, let's not go there.
But that's what you're.
Well, speaking of the great Phil Ellison, he's also the voice of UALR women's basketball, and we've got the NCAA tournament in town today. Delaware against UALR this afternoon at 4:20 is the tip off. Hopefully, they'll have a good crowd. You ought to try to make it if you're in the Little Rock area. If not, it is on ESPN2, so national telecast from here in Little Rock. And then Nebraska versus Kansas right after that at 6:30.
That Delaware team features what could be possibly
one of the top players in the country.
One of the top female players in the country.
They are the 3 seed, so it's going to be a very tough hill to climb. Mm-hmm. But my goodness, regardless of what happens this afternoon, the job that Joe Foley has done at UALR, you combine that with Steve Shields having won the Sun Belt West in 6 of his 9 seasons as coach and having Klein over that, and Chris Peterson getting the money from the late Jack Stevens and the Stevens Center. That's turned into a good little mid-major basketball school right here in Little Rock, and I
very
wish more
so.
People here in Little Rock realized it.
Very much so. You're exactly correct. It's not just competitive. I got to tell you, the job that Shields has done, you're right. But when you look at the run that Joe Foley's had with that women's program.
Two straight tournament championships, 3 consecutive now trips to the NCAA tournament. Now they're hosting an NCAA first round.
Yeah. We joke around a lot on this program. I joke around about women's sports and whatnot. But when you play the game, you play to win. And Foley has put together a run over there that regardless of whether you're playing men's lacrosse or women's field hockey or whatever it might be, it's impressive to say the least.
Foley was already in the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame by the time they hired him. I mean, he was one of the youngest people we ever inducted, of course, having won 2 national championships up at Arkansas Tech University.
Yeah. He's a good coach. Good coach to say
4:20, tip-off this afternoon.
At the Jack Stevenson.
At the Stevens Center. Yep.
Well, there we go.
I will be there in my very comfortable leather seat.
And our man R.J. Hawk.
I don't think he gets to do PA for this, though.
No, because it's an NCAA
thing,
right?
They will bring in some out-of-state woman whose voice is deeper than mine.
That's exactly.
And your starting lineups.
Your hair's shorter. But the beauty is... Exactly.
Oh, I've taken us down the wrong track again.
You notice how I've avoided that. Rex took that baton
now
and ran straight into the ocean.
UALR Trojans.
At forward.
Yes, that's who it'll be. And
I've got my tickets to the Indigo Girls.
Let's let Freddie Fender.
I'm sorry, I opened the wrong door.
Let's let Freddie Fender.
Corpus Christi, Texas.
Speak a little Spanish to us as we go to break. Don't touch that dial. Rex and I will talk NCAA hoops after this.
By those doors, better see. Señora. a mí me puedes hablar. Y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. I'll be there anytime you need me by your side to drive away every teardrop that you cry. And if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.